From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst. And today we have our annual tradition. It's our Día de los Muertos show, our Day of the Dead show. It's a Mexican and Mexican-American tradition.
It's our annual sonic altar. And what we're going to do is pay tribute to family and friends and musicians who have left us in this last year. And we're going to start the show with this song called Sun Goddess. And it's a remembrance of the great Maurice White, who was the founder and one of the principal architects of the Earth, Wind, and Fire sound. I chose this track because you can really hear his roots as a jazz drummer and what was really the bedrock for that Earth, Wind, and Fire sound. We lost him this year.
I want to say, I think this year really sucked in terms of, I don't know, or maybe like every year we lose musicians, but this year hit me really hard. You know, usually when someone, a musician passes away, I remember them fondly, think about, you know, listen to the music. This year we lost two musicians that I just started crying because I felt like I knew them very well through their music and like, they really touched me on a personal level. And one of those was David Bowie. I mean, when I heard David Bowie died, especially because he was young, there were no public signs of him being ill. And when he passed away, it felt like a part of my childhood and teenage years was done, you know?
Yeah.
And I've always loved David Bowie, but I also kind of rediscovered him many years ago through the interpretations of Seu Jorge, a Brazilian musician who has just, it's just one of the best cover versions of an artist that I've ever heard. You know, it's not derivative, it's not a cheap imitation, it just adds something completely unique. And David Bowie himself has said that he loved these covers, that they made him rediscover his own music. Whoa. How cool is that?
Wow.
This was part of the soundtrack of The Life Aquatic of Steve Zissou. The track is Life on Mars, interpreted here by Brazilian artist Seu Jorge.
Quando as coisas do coração não conseguem compreender e a mente não faz questão e nem tem forças para obedecer, quantos sonhos já destruí e deixei escapar das mãos. Se o futuro assim permitir, não pretendo viver em vão. Meu amor, não estamos sós, tem um mundo a esperar por nós. No infinito do céu azul pode ter vida em Marte. Então vem cá, me dá sua língua. Então vem, quero abraçar você. Seu poder vem do sol, minha medida. Então vem, vamos viver a vida. Então vem, senão não vou perder quem sou. Vou querer me mudar para uma life on Mars. Consegue compreender, porque a mente não faz questão, nem tem forças pra obedecer. Quantos sonhos já destruí e deixei escapar das mãos. Se o futuro assim permitir, não pretendo viver em vão. Meu amor, não estamos sós, tem um mundo a esperar por nós. No infinito do céu azul pode ter vida em Marte. Então vem cá, me dá sua língua. Então vem, senão vou ver quem sou. Meu poder vem do sol, minha medida. Então vem, vamos viver a vida. Meu bem, senão eu vou perder quem sou. Oh, oh, oh. Vou querer me mudar para uma life on
That was Sal George with his cover of Life on Mars from David Bowie. Okay, we have an announcement to make, okay? We have to say that Jasmine is no longer with NPR. She has...
She's no longer with us.
She's no longer with NPR.
I'm actually, she's for no this Day of NPR. The Dead, in a very special edition of Day of the Dead,
right.
I am announcing that I'm dead and I've come back.
No.
I, as a spirit. I'm in a better place.
Oh,
yeah.
Tell us what you're doing and where you're working, what you're doing right now.
Sure. Well, it's with a heavy heart, but also a lot of excitement that I have decided to join The World, which is a show, a news show, put on the air by the BBC and WGBH and Public Radio International. And very specifically, I am taking on the position of being a correspondent for women's issues around the world. And in the US, it's a topic I'm super passionate about. And I don't know, it was just the right time for a change, even though I do miss my friends at NPR a lot. And I'm going to stop by the show every once in a while and say hi.
Jasmine will always be part of the Alt Latino family, so she will pop in now and then when her busy schedule allows.
Like a ghost.
Like a ghost. And yeah. This is one of those instances. This is a very this is a very special show. And we're going to continue with somebody that you and I played early on in the history of Alt Latino, Ana Tijoux.
Ana Tijoux, I mean, she just went from being someone that, if you were in the world of hip hop in South America, you knew about her. And now she's like a pillar of this kind of rap contestatario, like this hip hop that is very political and left leaning. And, you know, it's a movement, her and Calle 13.
And she's been on Alt Latino a couple of times, including a long discussion we had with her out South by Southwest a few years ago. This particular track is called Creo en Ti, and it is our first listener dedication, because we do invite people to write in and make dedications to our sonic altar. And this is from Alt Latino listener Rochelle Adams Jackson. And she dedicates this to her mom, Carol Gabri. And this is what she wrote in her email. She says, I chose this song in particular because my mom was both my inspiration and my suffering. I feel like I spent a lot of my life and love for her believing in her more than she was able to believe in herself. Mm. I could see the fighter and giver and passion in her. My fights with her and her own personal demons created the optimist, lover, fighter, and community creator that I am. I had no other choice, really. I had to see in the both of us the very best of us in order to not lose hope or the will to create a better life.
Wow.
Yes, that's from Rochelle Adams Jackson.
That is so complex and lovely and thoughtful.
This is the track Creo en Ti from Ana Tijoux.
Creo en lo imposible. Que la locura más cuerda es buscar cómo ser libre. Creo en lo imposible. que de nuestras espaldas brotarán las alas que nos harán volar invencible. Creo en lo imposible, que el simbo silenciará el efecto de sus misiles. Creo en lo imposible, creo que es posible hacer de este mundo un mundo sensible. Creo en nuestros sueños como punta de lanza, el arma perfecta para nivelar la balanza. Creo en las acciones cotidianas que te llenan de vida, te llenan de esperanza.
En lo pequeño radica la fuerza, con tu cariño yo caminaré, imaginando rutinas bellas para dar vuelta al mundo al revés. Empezar por nuestra casa primero, romper con todo nuestro miedo, ser consecuente de cuerpo y de mente para alzar el vuelo por senderos nuevos.
Porque tu luz cotidiana enciende la sonrisa que sale por la mañana.
Creo en ti, porque veo tu fuerza inexplicable, esa puta dignidad inconmensurable.
Creo en ti, yo reafirmo que tu rabia proviene del dolor y tu lucha florece del amor.
Creo en ti, porque en ti me veo yo.
Con problemas y dilemas, con trabas, con vallas, con tropiezos y con penas. Creo en el cotidiano que hemos hecho a mano, tallado con el paso de lo que caminamos.
Nadie muestra su careta, sonrisas y moriquetas. Solo esconden la verdad, desarticulando la micropolítica de la vida personal. Creo en nuestros sueños volando para el cielo. Creo en tus acciones más fuertes que balas, transformando nuestro barrio al final de la jornada con ideas.
Los convencidos, ni a predicar a los que se sienten vencidos. Yo vine a compartir con quien haya entendido que la pelea empieza por el nido. Porque tu luz cotidiana enciende la sonrisa que sale por la mañana.
Creo en ti, porque veo tu fuerza inexplicable, esa puta dignidad inconmensurable.
Creo en ti, yo reafirmo que tu rabia proviene del dolor y tu lucha florece del amor.
Porque en ti me veo yo.
Creo, tu mirada junto a mí.
Creo,
somos rebeldía.
Creo,
la rabia y la alegría.
Creo,
y en nuestros sueños.
Creo,
volando para el cielo.
Creo,
desplegando alas.
Creo,
libertades, esperanzas.
Creo en ti, I believe in you. A dedication from a listener, Rochelle Adams Jackson, on this Dia de los Muertos sonic altar from Alt Latino.
So here's the other artist that when I heard about, I got really depressed. And like I said, you know, musicians are humans, they come and go. And mostly when musicians pass away, I just listen to their records and think, well, I'm so lucky I lived at the same time as this person. But man, when Prince died, it just, I think not a day went by in my teenage years, and even now, that I don't listen to Prince, you know? I mean, he was such a part of, for me, and I know for a lot of people, especially for a lot of people of color, I think, he was really a way to tap into the possibilities of being different and being Hispanic or being Black or whatever. He was weird, unabashedly weird and sexy and fun and goofy and everything you're told you're not supposed to be, you know? And when he passed away, I had gone to cover his concert in Baltimore following the riots. And check this out. I wondered if I should stay and go to the concert, and it was really expensive. I'm talking like one of the tickets would have cost half a month of rent.
Right.
And I was like, I can't do that right now. And he passed away, you know, not that long after. And I think I probably should have gone to that concert. Instead, I wore the t-shirt that I bought in the parking lot. But I just felt like Prince, after all that time of living in my ear every day, he was a friend.
That's very well put. I'm obviously a little older, and I go back a little further with Prince, and just watching him change and challenge the music world and change it, and with every album just completely create a new sound and a new way to listen, think about music. He was a musical hero. He was certainly a social hero. Big fan. And, you know, when we had to think about, like, what in his vast catalog we could play, you can dip the needle anywhere in his entire career.
Oh, anywhere.
Anything would be fine. And, you know, I went for Purple Rain only because it's just, when that movie came out and the song came out, it was at a point where in my life it really made a statement about standing your ground, standing up for who you are. So I went with Purple Rain.
You know what I'm saying about up here? Come on, raise your hand. Purple rain.
next up we're going to play an artist that was sort of the prince of his time. And I'm playing this song by Jimi Hendrix for my friend Robert Goldstein. He was both a music librarian here at NPR. He was also a very talented musician. He played guitar and we play, boy, I said that in the present tense. We played in a band together here at NPR, where it's an in-house R&B band. So I'm playing this song for Robert. He loved talking about music. He loved playing music. And he loved Jimi Hendrix. So, Robert, this is for you. This is The Wind Cries Mary from Jimi Hendrix.
After all the jets are in the boxes and the clowns have all gone to bed, you can hear happiness staggering on down the street. Footprints dressed in red, and the wind whispers merrily. A broom is drearily sweeping up the broken pieces of yesterday's life. Somewhere a queen is weeping, somewhere a king has no wife. And the wind, it cries very.
Power of Jimi Hendrix for my friend Robert Goldstein here on the Sonic Altar on Alt Latino. Okay, we have another listener dedication coming up, Jasmine. This is from listener Rachel Thiel. And, you know, we have people from all kinds of cultural backgrounds listening to the show. And so our show is going to reflect that because she's dedicating a song to her father, Mark Thiel, who passed away in March of this year. This is a Tom Waits song. All right. And her father, she says, instilled her love of music in her, and they used to share music together. And this is what she wrote in her email. She says, "The reason I chose this song, which is I Wish I Was in New Orleans, is that it was the last new song my father showed me. We were fortunate enough to have a party in his honor shortly before he passed, and we brought the record player out and his record collection. Now, my niece mentioned the Tom Waits album, and he said, put on track 4 of side 1. And she did as he said, And she says, I remember him so clearly sitting on the side of his hospice bed, eyes closed, hand up, indicating that he wanted the volume turned up. And then Tom Waits' raspy voice longing for New Orleans, my dad's favorite city. I had never heard it before, she says, but it sounded like it could have been written by my dad himself. Wherever he is, I hope they're serving red beans and rice. This is Tom Waits' I Wish I Was in New Orleans.
Next up, I have a dedication. Our colleague and friend NPR photographer David Gilkey passed away earlier this year. He was killed in an attack in Afghanistan while on assignment. And, you know, Gilkey was someone that I was always afraid of before I knew him, because he would just walk around the office. He was a huge man, and he always looked really focused and concentrated. Fantastic photographer. I mean, he really is responsible for the NPR look. And then we went on assignment together, and we became really, really good friends. He's the funniest guy. All I had to do was see him in the hallway and I'd start cracking up. Just a wonderful person. We spent some time together on vacation. I went to visit him in Portland. And I don't know. I don't have anything very deep to say about it. But I would like to dedicate this Juan Gabriel song. Así fue. That's how it went.
Gabriel, and a very beautiful dedication that you did, Jasmine, to our colleague David Gilkey, who was killed in Afghanistan covering the war, like you said, earlier this year. We also lost NPR's Afghani interpreter Zabi Tamana. He was a fellow journalist and also part of the crew and also part of the tragedy of covering that story. But it's also a dedication to Juan Gabriel, who was also another great musical icon that we lost this year. And I was impressed by how iconic he was, because from the Canadian border all the way down to the tip of South America, people were just so devastated by his early passing, and lots of tributes to his music. Again, also an individual who stood out and stood up against conforming to society and the music business. He did things his
totally.
Own, did things
he,
his own
he totally
way.
Did. Yeah.
And so we offer our tribute to Juan Gabriel with that song as well. And now moving on to another listener dedication. This is some Mexican music. This is from listener Adriana Payan, and she wanted to hear the song Que Casualidad from the artist Ramon Ayala, who's very, very big and popular in Mexican regional music. This is her note. She says, this song was my grandma's song. She said it was about her reuniting with her grandpa after she died. Now, she outlived him by 10 years, and she battled Alzheimer's for the last few years. And it was tough because every time she had a moment of clarity, she would ask for my grandpa. And we saw her relive the realization that he had passed over and over again. This song makes everything better, she says, because it reminds me that they're now together and happy and whole. This is Que Casualidad from Ramon Ayala.
Casualidad que nos encontramos hoy en este día. Si vieras anoche, soñé de ti. Que me acariciabas y me despertabas con tus amores. Casualidad encontrarnos otra vez. Hace mucho tiempo que no te miro, ¿cómo has estado? Si vieras que venía pensando en ti. Ahora aquí estamos, me da tanto gusto, sería el destino. Qué casualidad, qué casualidad. Hace mucho tiempo que no te miro, ¿cómo has estado? Si vieras que venía pensando en ti. Ahora que estamos, me da tanto gusto, sería el destino. ¡Qué casualidad!
Like I said, Day of the Dead is a tradition within the landscape of Hispanic culture that falls very much on your end, Felix. You know, it's very Mexican and Mexican-American. It's a bit foreign to me, but over the years doing this show, I've grown to really love it through you and to think of it as a really healthy way to view death, you know?
It's based on the indigenous philosophy that was principal to basically the Nahuatl people and the Aztec people in Central Valley of Mexico, around what is now Mexico City. And it's the concept of duality. And it's the idea is that I am alive, I am dead, but in both cases, I am. So that's what this is all about. And when you check our website, we'll have all the songs we play today in their entirety. You'll also see a picture of an altar that we set up here at NPR Music, honoring some of the people we've played on the show, as well as people from throughout the building have come in and left reminders and mementos of people that they've lost. So it's all part of our annual Sonic Altar, and we're extremely happy that a lot of our listeners write in and share these things with us because they're very beautiful. Again, you can hear these songs in their entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. The name of the program is NPR's Alt Latino.
And Jasmine, even though you're gone from NPR.
But not forgotten.
Exactly, right? And we won't be hearing from you every week, but you will come back and...
Haunt you.
Just not haunted. Just come back and... remind us of how much fun we had, okay?
Yeah.
Every now and then.
Yes.
All right. We're going to finish with a tribute to Sir George Martin, who was a producer for the Beatles from the very beginning. This track is from their album Abbey Road, but it's the vocal only from their song Because, and it reflects not only the beautiful three-part harmonies that the Beatles were able to create, but also George Martin's magic and producing this sonically and musically and writing out the arrangement to use those three fabulous voices. And this is from the album Abbey Road. Thanks for listening.
Because the world is round, it turns me on. Because it burns.